This morning, we want to talk a little bit about the Cass County Choral Society's annual Christmas concert coming up. They've got their holiday concert on Thursday, December 21st at the Atlantic Middle School Auditorium. That'll be an evening event. Ray McCullough is helping to coordinate and organize and direct and just about everything, right?
A little of everything. I end up doing a lot of stuff.
Well, yeah. You helped to start this thing, so you got to keep her rolling.
I did, yep. It's right. It's kind of been my thing. So,
how long have you been doing this?
Yeah, so I was thinking about that. I was talking to Sarah about this, Sarah Nelson about this. But so in the summer, of 2018, so more than 5 years ago, Jan Heifel and I were kind of just, I don't know, hatching, you know how it goes sometimes. And I had always wanted to do this in a community where we were, but the timing was not right and the conditions were not right, but the time was right. And so Jan, using her immense connections in the community and musical prowess, we decided to put something together. And so we, found the right music that we wanted and just put it out there to see if anybody would show up. And that first year, I think we had, 40 or 45 singers. And so that was an incredible turnout. Yeah. And we've done it almost every year, except for 2020 when we had COVID that sort of took the year out. And so, that happens. But otherwise, yeah, we've had that's 2018, 2019, 21, 22, 23.
Very good. Opportunity for folks to get out and kind of enjoy things. A lot of folks do those kinds of things when they're in school. But then once they graduate, the opportunities just aren't really there necessarily. So there are a lot of talented singers out there if they're just asked.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think that what some people said early on was that their churches used to have choirs and that they could sing and kind of, express it that way and whatever. But, a lot of church choirs have kind of, fallen on hard times. And so this has become kind of a sort of like the whole community choir. And yeah, absolutely. People, and unlike trying to get your lips back in shape to play trombone or something like that, you can pretty well dust off your vocal cords and just start singing and get back up to speed pretty quickly.
Or just remember how to play those instruments.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you could sing and imitate even.
Yeah, sometimes the dust gets a little thick on some of those things. But but it's a special time of the year too with Christmas. I mean, it's not just getting together for a concert. It's singing some of the greatest music ever.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, this is kind of the time to do it. Every year except for last year, we have done a cantata, which is sort of a package. It's usually about 8 kind of related pieces of music that tell the story of Christmas and, the anticipation and the coming of Jesus, his birth, and then usually shepherds and wise men, perhaps, and that kind of thing. And so really, yeah, it is. And oftentimes they sample some of those great classic Christmas carols that everybody loves. And so, yeah, we try to do that. Also, we have a section in there where we carol. We invite everybody who's present to sing with us a few carols, and that I think people really like that too.
So we're going to hear a lot of the familiar sounds of Christmas.
Absolutely. It'll be, kind of satisfying and yet a little entertainment too. It's not just repetition of the same old things, but it is using those two.
It's always a little bit of originality there too,
because
you've got original folks that are going to perform. So
yeah,
have some fun. Any soloists?
Yeah, I was just going to say that one of the awesome things is that if you kind of open the door, people will take advantage of that. And so yes, this year we have some familiar and some new faces, I think, and not everything is 100%. So let me see if I can remember this. I didn't write this down, but Pat McCauley, who's a fan favorite, is going to play a solo, and I think Jan Heifel will probably accompany her. But then we also have what I call the Roland sisters. Heidi Hinman and Buffy Barrs are going to sing a duet. I don't know what that is yet. They've probably told me. I just haven't remembered. And then also Delaney Hinman, who is Heidi's daughter, will sing a solo. And so far, there might be more yet that haven't quite committed. We still have a few days yet to throw it together and make the programs and everything. So,
how long have you been practicing?
Right. So we started it was the 22nd of October, I think. So we try to do about 8 rehearsals or so. That might feel a little bit like too little sometimes, but I think it gives us a definite, we need to be set so that this last rehearsal we have is just running through and feeling comfortable with things. And so, yeah, we just sort of kind of limit the number so that everybody goes home and practices too.
Sure. Well, so it's a commitment you're asking from folks.
Right. And I think there's a happy medium in there with volunteers of any kind, but especially with music and singing, is that I think people like to be challenged a little bit. So it has to be some skin in the game, some commitment to be there for that, but not too much, because these are volunteers too. And so, you know, we have a good balance of having fun with rehearsals, but also kind of, you know, getting serious about the final product too.
Sure. So on the 21st, on Thursday the 21st, 7 p.m., again at the Atlantic Middle School Auditorium.
That's right.
How will the night shape up then? There's no charge, right?
Oh, right. That's a good thing to bring up. So what the night is. So we will start off with four pieces by the group that are not the cantata, just sort of four independent pieces, and then we'll have the soloists and duets in the middle there as kind of the, you know, the meat of the sandwich, and then we will have the caroling section when we sing Silent Night and all the good carols together, and then we'll have a break where we get things set up for the cantata itself, which is about 35 minutes long.
Sure.
And I'm going to be a singer during the cantata, and Michelle Anderson, who is the public library director, is actually going to be the conductor for that. I've tried to bring in other people and get help and all of that to take sort of the direct spotlight and pressure off myself and to share, you know, kind of share the love, share the leadership. Then we'll perform the cantata. Sure. And as far as entry goes, yes, we ask for, we'll have volunteers to take a free will donation. And this year, so it goes to support, obviously, the group itself. It's self-perpetuating, so we get our donations, and then that will help to pay for the music for the next year and so forth. So we will share that, but we're also going to do 50-50 with a local charitable fund. It's the Atlantic Ministerial Association, so that is the churches in Atlantic, and they have a fund called the Helping Hand Fund. And it's administered together with the police and the city who are there, you know, who are around on the weekend and the evenings. And so it is designed for emergency funds for someone that doesn't meet the criteria for other kinds of charitable money like that. So anyway, so we're going to split it 50-50 between the group and the Helping Hand Fund.
Okay. So helping a cause. In
Absolutely.
Addition to helping yourself out a little bit there too, because there are costs associated with doing
Absolutely.
This.
Yeah, it is. You know, the music is not free, and unfortunately, so. So we have to pay for that. Yeah.
All right. Very good. Well, it's a little late now for someone to join in, but if someone is hearing this and thinking, you know, I kind of would like to dust off the pipes a little bit and maybe give that a try in the future, just contact you.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we spring and summer of 2019, we did a show, a summer show, and it was like kind of Broadway and movie hits, okay? And people loved that, and I loved doing it. And so is there a chance that we will do a summer show? Maybe. But for sure, next fall, getting ready for Christmas again, we will be back. So if people want to get a hold of me, there are a couple of ways to do it. One of the ways to get a hold of me is just to find me on Facebook, shoot me a message, make me a friend, whatever. And I will. That's where I can be found a lot. Or you can call me the old-fashioned way. My cell phone is 712-250-1607. Or you can text me on that same number too.
Or you could stop up on the 21st and say, hey, Ray, I'd like to do this next
there
year
you go.
Too. Put
and
me on your list.
I will write you down. I will put you on the email list so that, because I won't forget it.
There's always a way. And you never know. Maybe there'll be an Easter presentation somewhere
That's
along
true.
The line.
That's true. We've talked about doing that too, is instead of doing a summer one, is to kind of have, because there are two bodies of music that are classics, and that is Christmas music, in the Western tradition, you know, in the Western church, and then Easter. And so there are wonderful cantatas, old all the way back to Handel, up through the modern day contemporary time, that has fantastic music. So yeah, we could just do that.
Yeah, 100%. Always something to think about there too. So keep those donations handy when you come on out. But yeah, enjoy that. It's presented as a community gift this year. The Atlantic Holiday, the Atlantic Middle School Auditorium again, 7 p.m. That's for the Cass County Choral Society's Thursday, December 21st concert. Again, 7 p.m. Hope you come on out and enjoy that. And maybe I'll get my tongue untied and try something different once in a while here too. Very good. Ray McCullough helping to coordinate. He's been visiting with us here this morning. Thank you so much, and for all that everyone has put in to make this a special night during the season.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me out, Jim. Appreciate it.